All right, so a comedian I really admire, Lee Camp, who calls himself the most censored comedian in America, and he may be right, actually. Lee made his fame by, at least I first saw him, first learned about him when he was on Fox News. They invited him on as a commentator, and he just kind of ripped him a new one and said, you know, what is Fox News? It's just a joke. It's a parade of fools. I can't remember what exactly he said, but it wasn't very flattering. But it was actually pretty darn accurate. And he was, of course, never invited back. And since then, he's been kicked around pretty hard. It's kind of fun to watch someone else get kicked around harder than I get kicked around. So thank you, Lee, for being there for me. Anyway, I really appreciated one of Lee's recent programs. It talked about how Israel is basically collapsing. And I don't want Israel to collapse. I want them to be a functional democracy, not a theocracy, a functional democracy that learns how to live in peace with its neighbors and the rest of the world. And I think that's very much possible. It's not going to be possible when you have a kind of a Zionist perspective that you have a right to control an entire region. But things are happening that I think show the cracks in the system. I think this probably means that at some point Netanyahu will no longer be running the country, and hopefully a coalition government that values reform and values a more, you know, peaceful and diplomatic approach to foreign policy exists. And again, I know every time I talk about Gaza, somebody wants to bring it back to what happened on October 7, 2023. Let me restate, as I have said many, many times before, in no uncertain terms, that was horrible, uncalled for, wrong, an act of terror. It is terrible what happened and what continues to happen to the hostages who are still alive somewhere is horrible. It's so wrong. None of that justifies what Israel has done to Gaza. And more Israelis seem to be, understanding that, and certainly more and more people around the world. I'll go through Lee's list of 11 reasons why, and I'm going to add a 12th one myself, 11 reasons why we see the current government of Israel collapsing. So, first of all, 100,000 Israeli Defense Fund soldiers have refused to serve. I'll put serve in quotes there. In mid-March, about 20% of the enlistees were simply not showing up for duty. Though, you know, and there are independent numbers that suggest that maybe closer to 40%. So a lot of soldiers are saying, not going. Israel's economy is in trouble, second point here. Credit rating agencies have downgraded Israel's status. The fiscal deficit has climbed from 4.1% last year to 7.8% this year. That's almost double. Not good. Third, there are thousands of businesses are closing, and there's all these labor shortages. And last year, this is strictly regarding Israeli businesses owned by Israelis. 46,000 were forced to shut. You know, that's according to an Israeli publication, 46,000 forced to shut. And that projection is set to hit 80,000 this year. There's no tourism, first of all. Dual citizens who are concerned about their safety have been leaving. There's a lack of workers partly because there's 140,000 Palestinian laborers in the West Bank who are no longer allowed to enter Israel since October 7th of 2023. Fourth, the relationship between the U.S. is strained. It was strained under Biden. We weren't sure how it was going to go under Trump, but apparently, there's maybe a different kind of strain there. But yeah, Trump made a deal with the Houthis out of Yemen that did not include Israel. That kind of ticked him off. Trump also did a Middle East tour, just 2 weeks ago. That did not include visiting Israel. So there's something going on there that does not bode well for the Netanyahu government. Fifth on Lee's list, the EU partnership is strained. The European Union has, of course, officially condemned, in pretty strong language, Israel's destruction of Gaza. Some countries, Spain, Ireland, have totally gotten behind the right for Palestinians to exist. Netherlands has called for a re-examination of the entire partnership between the EU and Israel. Sixth, the UN has made a case for genocide, and it's very strong, and that's based on South Africa's 5,000-page document that they released. They submitted that last year, I believe. The document pretty strongly concludes that genocide is going on, and the UN is behind that. They agree. So also, again, related to the EU, the International Criminal Court, the ICC, issued arrest warrants for Netanyahu and Gallant, can't remember his first name, another leading Israeli official. And the UN has demanded that Israel end its unlawful presence in occupied Palestinian territory, not just Gaza, but also in the West Bank. You know, those are pretty strong statements coming from most of the world. Number eight, as of mid-2024, over 550,000 Israelis had fled Israel out of a total population of 10 million. That's a lot. The heavy percentage of those leaving are higher-end earners and professionals, and they were estimated to have contributed 35% of the country's tax revenue. Again, if true, and it seems to be true, coming from a reliable source, that's bad news. So number nine, the global view of Israel is declining. In the U.S., 53% of adults now hold unfavorable views of Israel. That's up from 42% in March of 2022. So, and according to Time, 42 out of 43 countries that have been surveyed saw a decline in a favorable view of Israel. So number 10, the Boycott, Divest, and Sanction Movement, BDS, despite coming under attack by a lot of Republican operatives in this country, is having an impact. So there was a global survey that found that 30% responding to this survey across the globe are boycotting products made in Israel. So the a headline in Yes Magazine, I'll read it to you. Quote, the quiet success of the Israeli divestment movement. So, and then one of the examples of that success is McDonald's and Starbucks have seen their sales decline over their support for Israel. I haven't had a chance to dig into what that support for Israel looks like, but apparently it's been made, there have been enough publicity about it through the BDS movement that it's having an impact, you know? And remember South Africa and apartheid, the other apartheid state of in my lifetime. You know, it was the movement to divest from, you know, any funds that were going to South Africa, university funds, for example, corporate funds, or any business that had a connection. It was that more than anything, I think, that really had an impact on moving that country beyond apartheid. Anyway, Lee's last item, psychological collapse. I'll quote Lee. By committing a genocide that has been live-streamed around the world, Israel has written its own ending, end quote. Now, Lee may believe that, I haven't talked to him about this, but he may believe that the state of Israel itself will come to an end. My hope is not that at all. I absolutely respect Israel's right to exist. I do not respect its right to be a theocracy. I do not appreciate any theocracy. I see no need for a theocracy. I am very happy that my country of ancestral origin, where I still have very strong connections, family and otherwise, Ireland, it was never exactly a theocracy, but after independence in 1922, it kind of functioned as pretty much a firm ally of the Roman Catholic Church. That is no longer the case. Ireland has moved beyond that. And yet the Catholic Church continues to thrive in Ireland. There is no reason why Israel can't move beyond being a theocracy and still have Judaism be the dominant religion in the country. There's no reason that can't happen. No reason it shouldn't happen. And yeah, there are other theocracies in the world. I wish them all, you know, farewell. Yeah, Taliban, Saudi Arabia, all these countries that seem to put religion at the head of the state, that just ain't right. That's just not right, especially in a world that is smaller and smaller in terms of how we interact. Anyway, I do want to add a number 12 to Lee's list. I think this is incredibly indicative of where this whole thing is going. Again, my hope is not for Israel to vanish. I want it to exist. I want it to be an actual, you know, democracy that's not a theocracy. And I want there to be plenty of room for equality for the Palestinian people. And I don't know whether that looks like a two-state solution or, you know, one state in which people have all people have the same right. You know, those details, I'm open on that. I just want to see us get beyond the horrific agenda that the current governor and the current government and many previous governments of Israel have embraced. But I went at number 12 as to why Israel, the current government at least, and maybe the state itself as we know it, is collapsing. And that is that there is a popular uprising. And, you know, Lee may not agree with this one, but from my research, I checked out an online revealed a poll from 2025 showing that a large majority of Israelis, around 70%, support ending the war in Gaza in exchange for the release of the remaining hostages. 70%, and that's up from 57.5% who supported a comprehensive deal to release all hostages for an end of the war. That's pretty huge. And I don't know where this is going to go. I think the bottom line is, especially if you start factoring in the Jewish community around the world, yes, there are Jews who support Zionism, but I think I don't know many, honestly. Most of the Jewish people I know are very much in support of ending this war, of ending Jewish imperialism, of finding a way to create peace and equality with the Palestinian people and with all of Israel's neighbors. And I know there are people who are going to say, Ed, that's not possible. I had a good friend of mine, one friend of mine, write the other day, all these countries hate Israel. Well, maybe they hate Israel because what's been happening? What's been going on since the 40s or 50s? Maybe that's the problem. So anyway, I think we can get through this. I got to remind people, though, there's a lot of injustice in the world right now. There are a lot of authoritarians rising to power. We just saw an election in Poland that unfortunately went the way of authoritarianism, although there's still checks and balances there that might work better than the limited checks and balances we have here in this country currently, although that might change too. But just to remind people that, tyrants, imperialists, empires, they can rule for a while, but they will not last forever. You know, I mean, one of the longest I can think of is the English. I mean, gosh, in Ireland, what? Depending on how you measure it and whether you mean the entire country. I mean, Ireland was under the heel of Great Britain, as it's called, for 600 to 800 years. That's a long time. You know, but it often seems like in modern times, the worst dictators, authoritarians, tyrants, don't last that long. I mean, it was horrible, but Hitler lasted for 12 years. And again, he did incredible damage and harm and carnage in those 12 years. And you think of all the other dictators from around the world. A lot of them do horrible things, but in a short period of time. And I'm hoping that we move beyond the horror and the tyranny that's rising in many countries around the world. Again, I tend to be an optimist, so you can tell me I'm wrong.